You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour on this Thursday morning. We do appreciate you listening. 251-343-0106. One of my favorite pastimes on this show is to rapid fire read your text queries. So keep them coming, even if you do get a little upset with me and threaten to leave this listening audience. I continue to be amused by what you send me, but if it's pertinent to the show, even better. But if not, that's okay as well. Joining us now, though, very pleased to bring on my next guest. He represents the very northeastern corner of the state, but always good to talk to State Representative Tommy Haynes on the line with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Hope you are, too.
Thanks for making time for us. The reason I wanted to get you on, you have a bill that's long been pre-filed, but I guess for whatever reason, it just caught the attention of the media in this state. But I guess what's so important about it is that you, and it's co-sponsored by Arnold Mooney, another friend of the program, and Andrew Sorrell, also a friend of the program. But it empowers, if you will, it's a word the left likes to use a lot, but it empowers people that have been mandated by their employers to get the vaccine. And they don't. If something happens, then what? And your bill would give them a little bit of an ability to at least use the courts, I suppose, if something bad happened to them because of the vaccine.
Yes. You know, the way I look at it, Jeff, when you start forcing people to do something that they don't want to do, then somebody's got to be liable. And, you know, we're a right-to-work state, and I get it. I mean, I voted for that. I believe that it's good to be a right-to-work state, but that doesn't mean that an employer owns you just because he pays you.
Yeah, and then it becomes, I mean, it does get into some gray areas there. Like, where does that right to work begin and where does it end? Do you have autonomy over your own body?
Well, that's right. And, you know, and I didn't make the statement. I'm sure a lot of people seen it in the article, but when I seen the opinion that our AG had made back some time ago that the employers had the right to mandate a vaccine, you know, the first thing I thought of, slavery ended in 1865. You know, nobody owns you just because you work for them. I mean, you know, if you give a person a day's work for a fair day's pay, then you fulfilled your end of the bargain, the way I see it. And then when they starting to step on a person's individual liberties and their rights and personal privacy, then you stepped over the line.
Yeah, and like I was explained to the audience a little earlier, you know, you guys filed this bill long before Biden's federal mandate, and that changes the equation somewhat. But in theory, making people take a vaccine, there's always been exceptions, and they'll come at me with, you know, well, you have to take a smallpox vaccine or whatever, get shots for certain things. That's okay. But this seems a little different just because, and I know the FDA's approved it and everything, but it was rushed. There's a lot of question marks around it. And it becomes the vaccine. There's justification to be skeptical of these particular vaccines that I don't think it's fully been vetted, not just yet.
Well, and it hadn't, Jeff. I mean, if you'll go to the CDC's website, there's been over 15,000 deaths caused directly from the vaccine. and never before in the history of this country, since the first vaccines were being tested, has there ever been over 300 deaths contributed to vaccine tests? And then just in a short period of time since this vaccine has come out, it's been contributed to 15,000 deaths, and 20% of them happened within the first 48 hours after taking it. So people are well within their rights. If they don't feel comfortable taking this, they're well within their rights to refuse it.
I'm joined by State Representative Tommy Haynes here on the program. Now, let's talk about the other side of this. Now that the Biden administration is going to mandate employers with 100 or more employees, they're going to make it an OSHA regulation. Tell me, how do you think that changes things?
It changes. Let's just say it sheds new light on the subject, on this bill, and I am currently in the process of maybe even having to rewrite the bill to put a protection clause in the bill that protects Alabama's employers. I mean, if we were to pass this bill and make it state law, then we have to do something to protect business and protect those employers. Right now, if this bill were to pass as it is written, versus the mandate from the federal government, then an employer is not going to really know what to do. So I'm in the process of trying to fix it, and I may have to put a clause in there that sort of like the Second Amendment Preservation Act bill that I have right now. I may have to do something similar. And in that bill, it just says that the state of Alabama will not recognize any new federal gun legislation. So I'm thinking I might be able to put a clause in this bill that says Alabama will not recognize any new mandate on newly developed vaccines or vaccines that were produced after a certain date. I don't know. I'm researching it right now to see what I can do to maybe fix it.
Well, you know, and if anything that would come of this, obviously, just like the 2019 ban on abortions in this state, I mean, is it plausible that this would at least test the merits of the Biden mandate, that it's not a law, it's just an executive order mandate. It's not something Congress passed, but at least you would have an opportunity to see where the state could take it and how they could challenge the actions of the Biden administration.
Well, that's true, and the thing is, a lot of people's laws touch, I think. I guess that's what you'd call it. But, I mean, we have to remember there's a thing called states' rights and the 10th Amendment. And the federal government was formed by the states originally with limited powers. I mean, if we didn't have the rights as a state to make our own laws and to govern ourselves, then we wouldn't need a state legislature. I mean, we'd just give Mr. Biden a crown and a scepter and let him be the king. So we do, as a state, we do reserve the right to make our own laws and take care of ourselves. And, I mean, people need to quit living on the belief that all federal laws supersede state law, because it does. It's been proven over and over through time in the Supreme Court that federal law can be overturned.
Well, even in this circumstance, it's not even a law, or it's maybe it's loosely tied to a pre-existing law, but it's not as if the way a bill is passed at the lower chamber and upper chamber, the House and the Senate, said, hey, we're going to pass a law mandating a vaccine. This was just something kind of written into a regulation by the Biden administration. And there's a lot of states that are looking at ways of challenging this, but do you think it's this, that the legislature's going to have to play a role in whatever, however this is challenged?
I do. Yes, I do. And I mean, that's the legislature's job, in my opinion. And, you know, his executive order, like I say, is not law. It's I don't know how you put it, but it's like he took it upon himself to tell us all how we got to live. And it doesn't work that way, no. And it's, I think as the states look at it, I think there's 24 that's challenging him right now that has filed an injunction on him for this. And I think at the end of the day, the states win, because what he's doing with his executive order is no doubt unconstitutional.
So what do you say to those people that they think that the ends justify the means, that this is for the good of, you know, what do you, just for the record here, what do you think the merits are of that argument, that we all need to be vaccinated because that's for the greater good? You know, that you know, your rights in a pandemic maybe aren't as practical right now.
Well, Jeff, I don't think it holds water for the fact that I think the federal government has put a twist on this whole thing. Vaccines only protect the recipient. They only benefit the recipient. The federal government is trying to play a shame game on everybody that's afraid to take the vaccine for whatever reason. And they're trying to say, oh, if you're not vaccinated, you're not doing your part. How many people do you know that's taking the smallpox vaccine that's gotten smallpox? You know, I mean, you take the smallpox vaccine to protect you from smallpox. And this is the only vaccine that I've ever really heard of, that they tell us you take it, you got to have a booster, and you can still catch COVID. You still need to wear a mask. So I don't think any of it holds water right now. I mean, if that's what you're asking me. I mean, because vaccines only benefit the recipient. If you take the vaccine, you're protecting Jeff Poor. You're not protecting Tommy Haynes.
Right, and then it is a very strange kind of virtue signaling exercise at times with the vaccine, and this is very, 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 I know, peculiar to me, just how the institutional left in this country is so passionate about it, that they're willing to, like, if they were really concerned about the well-being, the health of people, they would try to, you know, first off, they would try to divorce it from the politics, but then they would also not take this approach where you want to shame somebody and use these tactics to get them to do what you want them to do. It's all very peculiar.
Well, it is. Something's wrong. For me, I mean, I don't have anything but common sense, but something's wrong here. I've never seen a government push anything the way the Biden administration's pushing this and putting the spin on it that they're putting on it. You know, the difference for me that I've noticed about this vaccine versus vaccines prior to this is really the only one that I've seen the medical community. I'm talking about scientists, doctors, everyone that's involved are split on the way they think. They don't agree with this vaccine. Well, on one side of the fence, the medical community is saying you got to take it, you got to have it, this is the only way we're going to beat COVID, and then you turn right around and the other side is saying don't take the vaccine. And I'll tell you, I just left the doctor's office with my wife not 10 minutes ago. Her doctor doesn't believe the mask does any good and says he's not taking the vaccine, and his family's not taking the vaccine. So that tells me the medical community in itself does not agree on this particular vaccine. So people are well within their rights, Jeff, to refuse it. That's my opinion.
Real quick, Representative, before we have to let you go here, special session begins next week. Do you have any thoughts on this prison proposal?
Well, I've looked at it just like my colleagues have, and I've talked to several of them. I think this time it really has a good chance of passing, simply because of the way it's written. The actual construction and the way it's comprised and the way it's going to be done is going to save taxpayer dollars. But now when you read down into the bill, when you get down into the guts of it, there's a lot of what I'd say are flaws that a lot of legislators do not agree with. So I think it's going to be a great bill for debate. I can't wait to hear the debate on it, but I, for all practical purposes right now, from what I'm hearing, I think it has a good chance of passing. And Jeff, we certainly don't want the federal government coming in here and taking our checkbook from our hands and writing checks out of it, telling us how we are going to spend our taxpayer dollars. So it's going to be very interesting, to say the least. It's going to be a great debate.
Representative, we got to leave it there, but you've been very kind with your time this morning, and let's talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Jeff. Take care.
You too. State Representative Tommy Haynes there with us. We need to get a timeout in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Borst Show on FM Talk 106.5.